This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi this evening. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. The name of the next Chief Minister of Delhi will be finalised during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next Chief Minister will be held tomorrow morning at the Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. Gyanesh Kumar today assumed charge as the new Chief Election Commissioner at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar succeeds Rajiv Kumar, who completed his tenure yesterday. In his message to the people after assuming charge as Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar said, "The first step for nation building is voting, and every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should become an elector and always vote."
First step for national building is voting. Therefore, every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should become an elector and should always vote. In accordance with the Constitution of India, electoral laws, rules and instructions issued therein, the Election Commission of India was, is and will always be with the voters.
Before his elevation as Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar was serving as Election Commissioner since the 15th of March last year. The high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved additional central assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees from the National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF, to five states affected by natural calamities such as floods, flash floods, landslides and cyclonic storms during the past year. According to the Home Ministry, 608 crore rupees has been approved for Andhra Pradesh, over 170 crore for Nagaland, over 255 crore for Odisha, more than 231 crore for Telangana, and over 288 crore rupees for Tripura. The Home Ministry said this additional support is separate from the funds already allocated to the states by the centre under the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF. During the financial year 2024-25, the central government released more than 18,322 crore rupees to 27 states under the SDRF and over 4,808 crore rupees from the NDRF to 18 states. The 395th birth anniversary of the great Maratha warrior king Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj is being observed today. Born on this day in 1630 at the Shivneri Fort in Pune district in Maharashtra, Chhatrapati Shivaji laid the foundation of the Maratha Empire and challenged the Mughal rule. He is widely admired for his progressive leadership, military acumen, bravery, wisdom, and the relentless pursuit of Swarajya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Chhatrapati Shivaji on his Jayanti. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said several revolutionary initiatives have been taken by the central government to make the lives of rural citizens more comfortable. He added that these initiatives have provided new momentum to the country's economy. The minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 77th session of the Executive Committee of the African Asian Rural Development Organization in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on a two-day visit to South Africa from tomorrow to participate in the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in Johannesburg at the invitation of South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola. The Trump administration has stopped support for legal representation in the immigration court for children who enter the United States alone. This decision affects those facing deportation who cannot afford a lawyer. The halt remains in effect until further notice. In sports, the 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy will begin this afternoon with defending champions Pakistan taking on New Zealand in their opening match in Karachi. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. In Women's Premier League cricket today, UP Warriors will take on Delhi Capitals at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.